Simon & Schuster Audio presents Vera, a novel by Carol Edgarian, read by Kate Mazur.
There is an old adage that the investigating officer can often remember to good purpose, namely, cherchez la femme. Look for the woman at the bottom of it. Criminal Investigation, a Practical Handbook for Magistrates, Police Officers, and Lawyers, 1906. When the bird and the book disagree, always believe the bird. James Audubon. First Things. I always thought of my city as a woman, but the house, it turned out, was a woman too. When the quake hit, she groaned, her timbers strained to hold on to their pins, the pins snapping. And the rocks beneath the house, they had voices too. And if I ever wondered how long it would take for the world to end, I know. 45 seconds. An unearthly stillness preceded and followed the shaking. It's what we did and didn't do in the stillness that determined the rest of our days. I lost 2 mothers that year. The first was Rose. I can't say where she was born or where her kin came from. The fact is, I don't know what mix of blood flows through me. I suspect there's some Persian, possibly Armenian. I understand there may be some Northern African and Spanish in the mix, too, and a good pour of French. Spanish by way of Mexico. None of this Rose would confirm or deny. We're mutts, she said, and left it at that. One of the harlots claimed that Rose had been found as a waif in the slums of Mexico City. For a fee, she was brought north. I believe that. I believe most anything when it comes to Rose. She spoke 5 languages. Her hair was blue-black, her skin copper, her eyes green. In San Francisco, she became a much-favored prostitute, catering to the gold rush miners. Her next clients were the fellows who came after the miners, the suit-wearing bankers and merchants who thought they could gentle a murderous, gambling, whoring town. They thought they could gentle Rose. Instead, she became the grand dame of the Barbary Coast, the Rose of the Rose.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?